Well, Scott, that was a little bit disappointing. The weather just sort of crept up on us there, didn't it?
Yeah, I think we always knew it was coming. Weren't quite sure what time it was coming. Speaking to the ground staff this afternoon, they said it was going to rain heavy tonight, but hopefully trying to sort of play as much as we could. But I thought we bowled pretty well tonight. I think they got off to a decent start with the power players, but I think Keats bowled very well and Mitten brought it back, and as was Ryan. And I thought we fielded pretty well. And like I say, it's no idea when the rain comes.
The wicket of Tom Cawley-Cadmore, second ball for a duck after he got 127 against you a month or so ago down at Worcester, was a massive start, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. You know, it's obviously a big player for them, and he's proven before that he can be a match winner. So it's always nice to get rid of him. I thought Rushy bowled very well up front. I think thought the wicket was a little bit tacky, and he used the best of the conditions with the new ball. He's obviously very hard to get away when he's on song like that. I thought it was a decent performance, and thought we fielded pretty well and been a good energy as well.
Both sides end up having to settle for a point. I remember looking up at the scoreboard at one point, and the Worcestershire run rate was about 8.9, and I was thinking, oh, if it continues along like that, that's going to be quite a run chase. But a few minutes later I looked back and it was down to 7, and that was the around about the period that yourself and Ryan and Keaton came into the attack.
Yeah, definitely. Like I say, I think they did get off to a bit of a busy start. I know Mitchell and Clark were very busy moving in the crease and running hard. I thought we pulled it back nicely. I thought Keats bowled very well. I thought almost he bowled the Collingwood type ball, you know, mixed his pace, bowling very straight. Very hard to get away on that grid. And I think figures were 2 for 18, I think it was, which is a great return.
I don't know if it's a help or a hindrance that you've only got 14 overs into a 40-over match, but you have to travel down to Nottingham tomorrow, so you're still going to be fresh. You haven't spent too much time in the field and you haven't batted.
No, I think we're reasonably fresh. We've had most of the week off as well. I think we're still pretty confident, as we had a good win last week against Yorkshire. So 2020 is a game of momentum. Hopefully we can go down Notts tomorrow. We've had a bit of success already this year against them in white ball cricket. I think we beat them in the 50 overs with that classic where Keats did at the end, and then same in the T20, I think we beat them as well this season. So a bit of success, but they're a good side. You know, we'll have to be on top form again, so hopefully we can be.
Tough place for you to go. I think you've only won there 3 times.
Have we? Right, okay. Well, we have had a bit of success this season, so we'll be taking that into the game, knowing that if we do play well, we've had a history of beating them this season, so, you know, we're full of confidence.
Now, there's a story has emerged today from Surrey, which apparently they've used the 28-day clause to contact Durham about possible availability of you and Mark Stoneman, and there's also murmurings from Nottingham as well. I understand that you and Mark have both been offered new contracts here and talks are ongoing. What can you say on that front?
I'd rather not talk about it, actually, Martin. I'd rather not talk about it, that's okay.
Okay, right. Looking ahead to Nottinghamshire then tomorrow, and then you've got Hampshire here on Sunday. It's a busy few days for you.
Yeah, it is. I think we're playing some very good cricket in the 4 days. I think last week against Yorkshire we showed a lot of determination, a lot of character to bounce back, I think, especially after the first 2 days. I thought we outplayed the first 2 days, but let's say bounce back and put ourselves in a great position to win the game. So we're playing good cricket. I know we've got a few good wins. I think in 7 games, I think we played won twice in the 5 draws, but we've pushed teams. So hopefully we can continue that, and Hampshire, I'm sure, will be a strong team as well.
They've had a tougher game this year, Hampshire, haven't they? They were struggling last year, and then they pulled off a fantastic revival towards the end of the season.
Yeah, I think on paper they're a very good side. I think for some reason they just haven't quite clicked. I think they'll miss Dawson and Vince next week with international duties. But they'll be a good side. Let's say they've got some big names on paper. So we'll have to be on our best. But let's say we're still pretty confident in our 4-day cricket at the moment.